Connecticut's exchange program is called Access Health CT. That's where health insurance plans under the Affordable Care Act can be shopped, compared, and purchased. To prepare, officials have been holding informational sessions around the state called Healthy Chats, like this recent one at the New Haven Public Library, where about 50 people showed up.
So, welcome. I'm Danielle Williams, and I work for Access Health Connecticut. We are the Connecticut Health Insurance Exchange.
Danielle Williams is the Access Health CT's consumer outreach manager. She says it's going well, but it's been a challenge.
There's a lot of information to communicate. You're talking about laws. You're talking about tax credits. You're talking about medical insurance. It's very confusing for a lot of people, so it takes time to go through the layers of it and explain it to people.
Starting next year, the new law will require most people to have health insurance or pay a tax penalty. In the first year, it's $95 per person or 1% of income, whichever is greater. Under the plan, residents can select from a three-tier coverage system, bronze, silver, or gold. There are also tax breaks that reduce the cost of the premium. To qualify, you must make just under $46,000 a year, or $94,200 for a family of four. No one can be denied for coverage based on pre-existing health problems. That's a relief for Gay Heyer. She's 56 and a breast cancer survivor. She says her insurance company canceled her coverage the day before she started chemotherapy.
Nobody should have to go through that. And now with the Affordable Care Act, they can't do that anymore, which is terrific.
Heyer is unemployed and will likely qualify for the tax credits. She says she'll probably choose the lowest-tiered bronze plan, but she's still worried about out-of-pocket costs. She wasn't able to get her questions answered at the Healthy Chat.
There were too many people and there wasn't enough time. I'm sure they would be delighted to answer it. I thought they were very good. I'm going to have to call them and see if someone can do this with me one-on-one. But I'm sure I'm not the only person in this situation.
That's one of the challenges for the state's health exchange. Despite Access Health CT's big marketing push with chats, a website, brick-and-mortar storefronts, and call-in centers, individual situations vary. Exact premium prices and coverage details won't be revealed until October 1st. And not everyone will qualify for coverage. Immigrants without legal status can't be covered. People with employer-sponsored health plans that meet affordability and coverage benchmarks won't qualify for the credits if they switch. But more people will qualify for Medicaid under the state's expanded coverage, and young adults 26 and under can still be covered through a parent's plan. It's a massive undertaking, and glitches are expected. Computers might not talk to each other. For instance, expanded Medicaid eligibility may not be recognized across systems. Michael Marks is an administrator at Norwalk Hospital. He says it's like the 1960s when Medicare was first introduced.
There's a lot of uncertainty. We're in the midst of budget season right now. And, you know, we have planned our budget to some extent as if the health insurance exchanges didn't exist, because we don't know if we're going to be better off or we're going to be worse.
There is a concern that some hospitals and providers may not work with the exchange's three designated insurance carriers. Norwalk Hospital will accept two out of the three carriers, for example. The state says it's confident it will have a comprehensive roster of providers when enrollment begins. Residents will be able to see if that's true in just a few days. Kayomi Getz, WSHU News.